What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about who you should not reach out to when you need help or you need assistance when you're dealing with a narcissistic person or trying to survive a toxic relationship. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. Who you should not reach out to when you need help with narcissistic people. When you're trying to survive a narcissistic relationship, y'all. Because I know one of the best things that can help you heal and get past a toxic relationship, toxic narcissistic relationship dynamic, is community. You know, having a good support system. But you hear what I just said right there, right? Good support system. Good. You have people there that are willing to listen to you and to support you and hear you and understand where you're coming from. Or yeah, even if they don't understand where you're coming from, they listen to you and they do, you know, they're willing to listen to you and help you out and assist you.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know the title of the video is, or the topic was, who you should not reach out to. So I wrote down right here, y'all, because I was doing a one-on-one the other day with somebody, and it just struck me. She was like, my friends and family kept giving me bad advice because, you know, they was just like, well, maybe you're overreacting. This is your fault. Maybe you're overdoing it. Maybe some of this stuff does have, but maybe this does have something to do with you. And I wrote down, stop reaching out to people that don't understand. It can be as simple as that sometimes. Sometimes you have to stop reaching out to people who do not understand the totality or the gravity of what you're experiencing and what you're going through and who you're dealing with. Because there's a lot of truth to that right there. It really, really did. It really, really is. You have to stop reaching out to people who don't know what the hell they're talking about. So I've read a book, y'all, and this is a book you might want to check out on Amazon. It's called Out of the Fog by Dana Morningstar. And one of the things that she talks about in that book is it's a thing called well-intended bad advice, where people give you, they come from a good place. They want to help you out, right? But they give you horrible advice. Well-intended bad advice. And a lot of times they give you this well-intended bad advice because they don't understand what the hell you are going through. They don't understand what you are experiencing. They have no earthly clue what the hell is going on. They just don't. That's part of it right there. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about, what the hell is going on. They really, really don't. And that gets a lot of people caught up. You're in a toxic narcissistic relationship, right? And you're getting emotionally abused. And they tell you, hey, look, my partner just, they don't hear me out. They don't listen to me. They yell and scream at me. I don't have a voice in my relationship. And they tell you something like, well, maybe you should be a little bit more submissive and listen more. Maybe you're overthinking this. You got a good partner. Maybe you should go back. And then you go back and get pregnant or get them pregnant, and now you got a whole goddamn baby. I say got damn baby by a horrible person, and then you got a co-parent, and you go back to the person who gave you that bad advice. Say, hey, look, you told me to go back, and I did it. Well, you didn't have to take my advice. They don't understand it. And it does, I'll say this right here. It doesn't make them a bad person, right? Sometimes it does. Sometimes they give you horrible advice because they might be bad people. They might be a flying monkey of your narcissistic person. If you don't know what a flying monkey is, it's a blind supporter of that toxic narcissistic person that you're dealing with, right? That's what a flying monkey is. A flying monkey is a blind supporter of that toxic narcissistic person, right? So, but not everybody's a narcissist flying monkey. Not intentionally. Sometimes they're unintentional. Sometimes they're unintentional flying monkeys because they give you that well-intended bad advice. Maybe you should give them another chance. Hey, their profile says that they are still married or whatever. It doesn't say separated or widowed or anything like that or divorced. Well, maybe, sometimes those profiles take a long time to update. Whole time they're married. They just rationalize the toxicity. They all say, you got to stop. Be careful who you share what you're going through with. You know, vet your source. Vet your support system. Because if y'all don't know, I'm starting a community just for people, a support system, support community for people who are going through toxic narcissistic relationships. You know, I'm going to be part of it. I'm going to be in it every single day. My wife's going to be talking in it sometimes as well. She's going to be helping support people, getting advice and stuff like that too. If you want to be considered for that or you want more info on that, sign up on my email list. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. It says weekly newsletter or email list in the description. Sign up for that. It's free. You know what I'm saying? The newsletter is free and whatnot. So I don't spam people either. I don't spam. I don't send spam. But check it out. It's coming soon. Coming soon. Releasing next week. But yeah, this is what happens. This is what goes on in these spaces. It really, really does, y'all. Because they might be looking to give you some good advice, but it's horrible advice. It comes from a good place. I'm not saying that they are a bad person. It's coming from a good place, but it's just terrible advice. And they get so many people stuck and so many people go back because you trust this person, give you the advice, right? You trust them right back into toxicity sometimes. Because like I said before, sometimes they can become an unintentional flying monkey of that narcissistic person. They really, really can. And this is part of it. So that's why I say I want people to be happy and healthy. I want y'all to have thriving relationships. I want y'all to go forth and, just prosper and all the other good stuff. But it's almost impossible when you have people around you that are sometimes rooting for your relationship to stay together, rooting for you to give your, talk to your mama or talk to your toxic daddy who's been abusive your whole life. Talk to your toxic mama or grandma or somebody. You only get one mama. You only get one daddy. You're going to miss them when they're gone. And they've been abusive to you your whole life and haven't changed at all. People can give you well-intended bad advice. It's just bad advice. Sometimes, again, they're coming from a place of, sometimes they're coming from a place of toxicity, but a lot of times they're coming from a good place. It's just bad. It's just bad advice. It just is, it happens so much to people, but this is part of the process that a lot of people go through and whatnot. You have to, be careful with who you share this information with. Be careful who you reach out to. Be careful who you try to connect to when you're trying to get this information out there. Because what happens if you share it with the wrong person? You get abused. You get used, abused, discarded, thrown to the side. All this craziness happens. It just becomes it just becomes bad. So don't reach out to people who don't understand. Like, especially if they're giving you bad advice before, don't go back to the well. If that well has given you some bad water that made you sick and poop and throw up everywhere, would you go back to that diarrhea well again? Would you go back to that vomiting well again? No, you would change your water source to try to, wouldn't you? So don't go back to people who've given you bad advice that have possibly kept you in this toxic relationship dynamic. Because I'm just telling you, I see it happen so many times. You might have the intuition. You might see the red flags, but you need reassurance. You need to reassure yourself because you might be overanalyzing. You think you might be overanalyzing it. Maybe I'm overthinking this. Maybe they really are a good person. Maybe they do have this going on right here. Maybe their mindset is this way. Maybe I'm thinking wrong. Let me ask my friend. Let me ask my brother. Let me ask my sister. Let me ask my parent. And they give you that bad advice. Like you're overthinking it, but you were not overthinking it. You were thinking it just right. You were, it's kind of like the Berenstain Bears. You know, this, you know, this pot is, you know, this soup is too hot. This is too cold. You were, your soup is just right. You know, the Berenstain Bears, it ages me, doesn't it? It made me seem like I'm way older than what I am. I'm 38 years old, y'all. But that's how it goes right there. So I want y'all to understand, like I said, again, I'm not telling you to cut these people off. I'm just telling you to realize that some of these people, they might even have your best interest at heart, but it's lead you down a path, the wrong path. You know, hey, jump off this cliff right here with no parachute. I promise you, you'll hit the water. And there's no water down there. It's a little tiny puddle of water down there, but there's rocks everywhere. It's surrounded by rocks. So you jump, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You jump first. You see what I'm saying? Don't reach out to people who don't know what they're talking about, especially if you give them a chance, they give you some bad advice. If you survived their bad advice before, don't give them another chance to give you more bad advice. You know what I mean? Because that just makes you look a certain, it's going to make you look a certain type of way. It's going to make you, like I said, you have to live with the decision. So if you already feel, if you're already feeling a certain type of way, you have to live with the decision, because it's your relationship. It's your life. It's your parent or your partner or your husband or wife you're trying to cut off, you know, get away from. You have to live with the decision. So you have to understand it and move forward and whatnot. It falls onto you. It falls onto you. And sometimes it doesn't seem fair when I tell people that. It's like, it falls onto you. They're like, well, that ain't fair. Like, yo, it's your life. You got to live it. So it does fall onto you. It's not going to be fair all the time. Life ain't fair. You know, but it falls onto you to be able to stop reaching out to people who are not giving you good advice. They just are not giving you good advice. They're giving you bad, horrible advice. You know, that's what they're doing. That's the part of right there. So I just tell people that right there. Just reach out to people, you know, follow up with people who are giving you the good advice, because that helps you out right there. You know, anyway, y'all, again, join that newsletter, my email list. So again, I'm going to send out bit more information about my community, and my first course is coming out here pretty soon as well. Link is in the description. Subscribe to this channel as well. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.